bit. I feel a little gnarly tonight. I want to welcome you. We're going to talk about the end of the war, maybe? Maybe? Yeah. And the new home war. And we're going to talk about vaccines and the Delta virus. No, we're on the train. The train's going. I'm smoking a joint. The fans are running. The fans are running along the side of the train. You want to wave to them. Hello, fans. Yes, thank you. If you elect me as president, you'll all have a cow in a garage. A cow in a garage. Or a Tesla. Or... Okay, you guys, so this is not your regular show, okay? It's not like you get music and they go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then everybody starts to talk very fast. We kind of have a slow hand and we talk about stuff that other people talk about, but they talk about it in a different way than we talk about it. And this is Radio Without Boundaries. Righto? Dr. Susie.
Hello, Captain Max.
Hello.
I made it onto the train.
You did. Good. I thought you missed it almost.
I almost did.
Almost.
I was running through the heat. It's 130 degrees in Death Valley. And the subway, they're flooded in New York. Oh, my goddess. The world is kind of exploding or bubbling over or heating up.
Well, yes.
Or something. And we are determined to make it as much fun and positive as possible. So one positive thing is pulling out in love and in war.
That's after you.
Well, you know, I mean, if you don't want to make a baby, you should pull out, right? And I think we've made a demonic baby in Afghanistan. Oh, my goddess. And I'm so glad we are pulling out. And I know it's not easy to pull out. It's messy. It's messy. You get DNA all over the place. Oh, that's a bad joke. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be messy to leave Afghanistan. It was very messy just to be there. So
we snuck out in the middle of the night.
We did. And it's, I guess we're out. I mean, I don't know. It's like hard to believe that we're completely out. But yeah, we're pulling out, or we've pulled out. The train is leaving the station. So good on Biden. I like a man who knows how to pull out when it's necessary. Like when you go, I forgot to wear my diaphragm. You better pull out. Or the condom broke. Better pull out. Or we've killed 1 million people between Afghanistan and Iraq. Better pull out. Really. We should never have invaded that country in the first place. I kind of get it why we went in there. Big search and destroy, mostly destroy, very little searching.
Shock and awe.
Once we realized that Osama wasn't there, which is basically when we bombed Tora Bora, it was like nothing left. So, yeah, he wasn't there. He either wasn't there to begin with, or he fled to Pakistan or whatever. And we should have left right then and there. But no, we stayed and did another war. And a lot of that was due to the architects of those wars. Donald Rumsfeld, who has, thank goddess, better late than never, passed away.
He's moved on.
But good riddance to bad Rummy. And that's the name of my little article. It is in Counterpunch. And I am especially incensed at that man, because he kind of did this sexualization of torture. And the media helped him. They made him the sexiest man alive. It was very bad for sex. I think sex has been in bad shape since the war on terror. But maybe this is a turnaround. We're pulling out. That's good. I'm happy. Hopefully we're going to close Gitmo, you know, because, I mean, what are we doing with that place? It's just a hell. And we have people in there, prisoners that have not been charged with crimes. There was 1,000 in there at one time. Now it's down to 50. And they do all these sexual things with their torture, which is really disturbing, including anal food rape.
Whoa!
That's right. Oh. I wrote a whole article about that.
Holy poop.
I know. Holy. If you're not going to eat, if you're going to go on a hunger strike, they're going to force it up your butt.
Holy.
Whoa.
I kind of feel like that's what Rummy and W and Dick did with the whole Iraq war and Afghanistan war. They forced it up our butt. Or at least through our eyeballs. Anyway, good to be leaving. Even though, of course, there are problems. And yes, as Gooch Goose says, and I said earlier, it's messy when you pull out. Yes, it's going to be messy. And I feel bad about that. But it's messy staying in this case. We're hemorrhaging. Violence. And not really getting anything done. I'm not sure what we've gotten done the whole time we've been there. That's positive. What do you think, Captain Max?
What did we do? Well, we lost another war.
Definitely lost. Yeah. A lot of people are calling this a surrender. I don't mind calling it that.
I don't consider it a surrender.
No, I wouldn't choose that word. No, but I don't mind. I like surrender.
But I think it's almost, and it's dangerous to say this, it's America first.
Yeah.
Enough with killing
in
our children.
Case, yeah, America
first. Enough with killing other people's children.
But I don't really think it's America first because, yes, we've mostly been killing other
people's
children.
It's about time to leave.
Mostly we have. And mostly we've been destroying their country.
And ours. Wounded.
You could call it America
first.
People
without arms, blinded. You know, their asshole blown away. I mean, what kind of human beings do this kind of stuff?
Well, Theater of Vamp says, I prefer not to pull out, but it's not always my decision. Now, I have a feeling that he's talking about sex.
Probably. And by the way, ask us
Theater
questions about
probably
sex.
Probably he, because that would be a penetration thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. It feels good to stay inside.
Well, we left in the middle of the night. The nice thing is we left the Taliban all this equipment.
Oh, God.
Billions of dollars worth of stuff that they're now going to use to take over.
We waste so much money on war one way or another. Yes, and Michael Carolus says Taliban takeover will reoccur. Very sad.
Of course.
It is very sad. But you know what? It's sadder for us to stay there because we've proven over two decades that we can't make peace there. We can't bring democracy. We can't do those things that we think we're all highfalutin able to do. I don't think we're surrendering to the Taliban, but we should be surrendering to the idea that nation building doesn't work. To the idea that we shouldn't be trying to export our brilliant democracy, which is really barely out of kindergarten anyway. So, yeah, there's going to be problems, but there's been problems. It's, I think, a lot like Vietnam.
And the Taliban was there when we went there. So they're just coming back to their land.
Yes. And the Taliban is just like a really awful version of the Pashtun. I say awful because, of course, I'm against their religiosity. I'm also against the religiosity of a lot of Americans. So I wouldn't say those people are somehow not human. They're Americans. So similarly, the Taliban, even though I am 180 degrees away from their philosophy and their tactics, they are Afghans. As a matter of fact, Some say the word Afghan is really another word for Pashtun, that is where the word comes from, and that the other tribes, well, they're much smaller. The Pashtun tribe is very large, and I believe, and I could be wrong, that the Taliban has become this religious force, this crazy, militaristic, wild force, almost as bad as ISIS, not quite, but almost. And I think it's because of the presence of the U.S. and the USSR when they were there. After all, the USSR is what made them come about, the Soviet invasion. They were a very peaceful country before the Soviets invaded, and then we armed the Mujahideen, which everybody thought was so romantic. I was in Afghanistan in the year just before the Soviet invasion, and it was beautiful. It was a very rugged country, very peaceful, and it was very fresh and natural, and it had the world's best hashish. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goddess. I got so stoned in Afghanistan. I did not try the heroin. Okay.
Try the Afghan Kush or what?
Yeah, Afghan Kush. I guess it was Kush. It was just Afghan. It was this dark hashish. You know, in India and Nepal, you'd get this kind of brown stuff.
We
that
got
was pretty good.
Hash balls? Did you get hash balls?
They were just chunks.
With
like,
the oil in them?
They looked like pieces of the Khyber Pass right
man,
in
there.
Chillum.
Stone just
yeah.
thinking about it.
The problem was that they always wanted to mix it with tobacco. I had to keep telling them, please don't mix mine with tobacco. No,
you
because
know,
they'd pass the chillum around.
The other thing, if I may,
yeah.
About the Afghan people and our brilliant leaders. Nobody has really read the history of these people. You know, they're some of the best gun makers and iron workers
well,
in the world.
Well, I don't like guns too much, but that's true. They are very good with their guns. And that's one reason that they're keeping all these outsiders out.
They're dangerous and warriors. These are warriors.
You know, the English tried. Then the Russians, and now it's our turn to surrender, not so much to the Taliban as to the land, to the fact this is not our land.
Right.
That's what we should surrender to. And I feel that that kind of surrender is orgasmic. It's the surrender of orgasm. It's the surrender of, I can't fight this. I'm just going to lay back and not bomb the shit out of you anymore. And then who knows what'll happen. I mean, I love Afghanistan. I hope to go back. I explored Kabul, Kandahar, Mazar-i-Sharif, Balkh, the Khyber Pass, and I climbed to the top of the 1,500-year-old Bamiyan Buddha, 170 feet high, bigger, I think, than the Statue of Liberty. Before the Taliban destroyed it, of course. And they're trying to bring it back. And
They destroyed the
Taliban is so awful. Oh. They destroyed it. They blew it up before 9/11. It was like the late
1990s. I thought you said the Statue of Liberty.
No, they didn't destroy the Statue. Wow. They destroyed their Statue of Liberty. Buddha. No, they didn't do that. I guess they could.
This is breaking news.
That would be something.
Breaking news.
Don't do that. Please, please. Nobody do that, okay? I love the Statue of Liberty. It's a beautiful woman. Genghis Khan, by the way.
Yes.
He had also come in through Afghanistan.
Right.
He did better than the English.
That was Genghis Khan.
Yeah, and he cut the Buddha's faces off. But he didn't destroy them. He didn't just completely, maybe because he couldn't. And the Taliban, they had explosives. Anyway, I camped and I swam in Bandi Amir Lake. And I rode a horse around with these horsemen. Actually, another word for Afghan is Askavan, which literally means horsemen.
horsemen.
They're
very, very good tribes
with horses.
Some people consider them. Some people consider the Afghan people the freest people in the world.
Well, I felt that way when I was there.
Because there's no central government.
Well, actually, not now either.
Right. They've been trying to get a central government going there. But these are all tribes.
They are. And they're very close to the earth.
Tribes with their own laws, their own everything.
Yeah.
You know, and we may not like it, you know.
I really liked visiting there before the Soviets got there. It was, I think they had just gotten rid of a king that they had. They had a sort of socialistic government. It was an in-between the king and the Soviets government. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, very conservative. I had to wear long sleeves and long pants or a skirt when in Rome. Like when I was among the Mennonites, I did that.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's one of the reasons I don't go, because I don't want to get dressed like that.
Yeah. I have a picture of myself on a horse wearing pants but a t-shirt. So, I don't know. I wore this t-shirt. My arms are flapping around riding this horse. Anyway, horseback riding. Speaking of which, there's this fabulous girl on Twitter, Blooming Girl, who tweeted about my story that I wrote about having sex while riding bareback on a horse.
Oh, yeah.
And she read it. It's a short version in the Bonobo Way. There's a longer version in an erotica collection called Women Who Love Men Who Love Horses.
Love horses.
Right. And
I have a piece in there also, I believe.
Actually, you have a piece in the next edition.
Oh, in the next edition.
When we did two different versions of Cora.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's called
The
Erotic Edge. Couples write erotica. But I did my horse story before you and I got together. It was with a different guy. Although, you're a good horseman, too.
Blooming Girl.
And I think she's from Pakistan.
From Pakistan?
Yes. Yes, and she's friends, I believe, with some people.
We have all kinds of wonderful people we know from Pakistan
and from different aspects of our life. Also Afghanistan, but more Pakistan, I would say. Wow, Dr. Susie, your book is so amazing. Got a little advertisement in there.
Which one?
The Bonobo Way.
Oh, the Bonobo Way. Yes.
Now, whenever I ride horses, it reminds me of this step three. Now, step three is go bonobos in bed. But while I talk about going bonobos in bed, I also talk about getting in touch with your inner animal, because it releases your sexuality.
Going bonobo on the horse.
And so I tell the story about the horse.
Right.
And how we had a little sex from behind while we were riding bareback. But it wasn't like super sex, because he was focusing on riding. We had super sex after the horseback ride. But it was still pretty super, because we were riding. We were galloping. Actually,
I was too young when I went to the academy, so all would happen if I rode the horse is get a stiff penis.
Oh.
But you couldn't do anything with it.
With your stiff penis.
What are you going to do?
Okay, at first I wasn't sure whether you were talking about the horses.
No.
And then we might get banned from certain platforms.
I don't know.
We are not talking about the horse,
right.
Cheney.
Do not.
Did you get that joke?
Who?
The horse Cheney.
Cheney, the horse.
Right. Anyway, back to Blooming Girl's Twitter. Wish I can have the same doggy style experience as you had in the Connecticut countryside on top of the stallion. It's a challenge to stay secure on top of the horse going bareback. And she's absolutely right, because, of course, she's in Pakistan, and they love horses. They're into horses just like the Afghans.
We have a very good friend who
owns a horse ranch in Pakistan. Right, there's a lot of people into horses.
He raises Arabian horses.
Uh-huh.
Also in England, both in Pakistan and England. Yeah.
So she knows all about that, and she's right. It's difficult, but hey, my guy was motivated, and he was a good writer. So I could read this. Maybe I will later in the show, read the excerpt.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I want to also read some of the things that people are saying.
Okay.
Okay. So...
Where are you? I think, where am I? I'm Facebook.
Well, I get the YouTube. Kind of edited version from our wonderful people who give us what they think is best. So, Brittany, except these people have names I can't say at all, left all of the weapons for others to ransack. Yeah, just like you were saying. He's on Reddit. Mick Avery. Donald Rumsfeld helped sign into law the Division of Child Support Enforcement. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Division of Child Support Enforcement. I'm not sure what that involved.
That's like
if you
don't...
Did they torture you if you didn't pay your alimony?
You know what? Sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Then they put you on the most wanted list. Mm-hmm. I was on the most wanted list, actually. Once for $4 million.
Wow.
Because I was so wealthy.
You were very wealthy. and of course, we're still very, very wealthy.
Right. Yeah. So
you have a wealth of fun. And, yeah. You know, some people think that that requires a lot of money.
And
but
after
not really.
After many years, finally, I talked to this woman. They now send my case because they don't want my case in Los Angeles anymore. Because I owe too much money, so they send me to Tulum, to someplace in Northern California. And the woman calls me and interviews me and said, you know what? This is all wrong. You don't know anything. And I said, thank you. And that was it.
All right.
Very human. That was very human. Of course, for me, it was.
Okay.
Okay, so
back to
what else we got on there?
Okay, YouTube Technologic says, U.S. foreign policy is like an abusive ex-boyfriend. He fucks you, then he leaves you. Of course, he says he Fs you, because on YouTube you can't say fuck.
You can't say it or you can't write it?
Write it. Right.
Write it. You can't.
We're saying
really?
It. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You can.
No,
you're
serious?
You cannot write it. No.
Without getting the bots involved. The bots will, like, flag it and be like, oh, you're promoting hate speech for saying fuck.
Saying fuck.
They know you're not promoting hate speech. You're promoting sex speech.
Or sex speech, yeah. What other bots feel like?
Although, I must say, Technologic 21, I think he's using it in the hateful way. Because he's saying he Fs you. Then he leaves you. Although, I guess it could be he kind of makes love to you and then he leaves you. In a way, the Afghans felt that way for the first few days, I think, when America came in. There is that period when they think, America's here and we are now going to all have McDonald's and Birkin bags.
You know.
Birkin bags.
I think America, I think everyone, each individual should...
And then they get bombed and tortured.
Right.
They don't understand. They think when America is coming that we're bringing Disneyland. I think they understand now.
Oh, they had shock and awe.
They had shock and awe. But yeah. I think if it wasn't happening right on your house, maybe you thought it was fireworks. After all, remember how we looked at shock and awe?
Right.
When we were in France and we did that art gallery opening called Art Bombs.
Art Bombs.
Art
it was
Bombs.
Called, yes.
And we
That's
showed.
That's while I was a fugitive
the,
over there.
The contrast.
Which I love.
Yes.
You guys did a show in France.
Oh, yeah. France.
We sent Con art France. Over. Art came over.
What year was this?
This was 2002.
Whoa.
I believe it was right before... the Iraq War. It was when we were building up and we were trying to say, don't do it. Come on, let's make this art.
We took over this little restaurant that was about this big, like the studio, tables on each side, and we hung all this erotic art up. And then we had...
And anti-war art.
Yeah, anti-war art.
Mixed.
And then we had the young girl. She wasn't a girl. She was
She's a man?
She, whatever you call they, what
whoa.
You, those, one of those.
There's
they.
A difference. It was
a transgender.
A trans woman.
Trans woman.
Who danced at the tables.
Yes, she was wonderful.
She was just extraordinary.
Amazing. She was really great. And you know, you have to have entertainment. We goofed around and had this wonderful food and showed the art and explained the art, and then she performed. And it was just an incredible evening. But unfortunately, it did not stop the war. And actually, that was not before the invasion of Afghanistan. That was before the invasion of Iraq.
Right.
The invasion of Afghanistan happened so quickly after 9/11. And I at first thought, well, you know, I don't really like this, but we got to find this guy, Osama. So, okay. You know, maybe we'll go in and out real quick. I don't like the Taliban. I already hated the Taliban for blowing up the Bamiyan Buddhas. So I was not for a war. I'm never for a war. But I wasn't, like, super anti-war.
So we got to go in and pull out real quick.
Exactly. Pull out, baby.
Mission
That's
accomplished.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mission accomplished.
Pull out.
Right. All right, so we got a message from Technologic. He said, making love is providing food, medicine, and humanitarian supply.
Exactly. Technologic, you are bonobo.
Yeah.
This is a very bonobo person. I don't know if you're male, female, or something else.
Or technology, or robot.
Or
robot. Could be a robot.
If the bots were like Technologic 21, I'd be okay with the bots. Problem is they're not. So.
By the way, we have bonobo t-shirts now.
Yes, pro bonobo.
Pro bonobo t-shirts.
And go bonobos.
And go bonobo
t-shirts. I was inspired from last week because of the conversation that we had with Amy.
Yeah.
Amy and I talked about Bill Cosby, a little bit about Rumsfeld maybe, because he had just kicked the dirt bucket. I'm sorry. I can't feel bad about that guy dying. I do mourn his victims. Anyway, we were talking about how she was asexual, and I want to be respectful, but I think a lot of people say they're asexual when they're just not having sex with other people. Or maybe just not masturbating, too, although I think you should always be making love to yourself at least once a week. But okay, if you don't want to do that, okay. But I still don't think that means you're asexual. I think our sexuality is part of us. It's like our brain or our blood. And so I don't go for that term too much. I wish there was another term for what these people are feeling. So she almost agreed with me and then said she was pro bonobo when I told her I was. And so we bonded.
And immediately made a pro bonobo shirt just for you.
Exactly. Okay. Just for you
and
who are listening.
And if she's not here tonight, if somebody knows her, tell her we're going to send it to her free.
Yeah, Amy.
Amy.
Only Amy. Don't you call in telling us you're Amy
right.
if you're not Amy.
Right.
So the phone number is 626-461-5212. And by the way, you can call in even if you're not Amy, because we're taking calls. So go right ahead and give us a call. Yeah, we're excited. We're celebrating pulling out of Afghanistan. And Rumsfeld died. Good riddance to Bad Rummy. It's in Counterpunch. Go check it out. But I don't know if I really made the connection that it's almost spiritual, like he died and now we're leaving.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that.
Sort
but
of all
one
the,
of those
all
synchronous
the,
things.
Yeah,
right?
All the bad stuck to his ass and moved up with him into other. He broke on through to the other side now.
Kristen Rock says, I love those hash balls. He's talking about
hash balls.
The ones in
the
actually
Netherlands.
Nepal. They weren't really balls.
No, these were balls.
I'm talking about Afghanistan. They were rocks.
Yeah, no, these are. And then in the center, they had oil.
Well, those are fancy.
Those are
very nice. I know what you mean. Those are cultivated.
It was our drug dealer.
I got it. you know, just from people that just
no, we had a drug
deal off
a,
of their a, plants.
A bicycle by drug dealer who would come in every day with a little briefcase, and he'd have all the drugs, the hash balls, the marijuana, the heroin, the speed, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, every night he'd come by.
See, I wasn't into those other drugs. Just
I was not invited to those parties. So
and the hash.
So Max, you're on your own.
Actually, I was invited to those parties.
Which parties were
you? The heroin parties.
Oh,
yeah, because they were going
no,
on in Asia and all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure. In Asia, sure.
Actually, right. I did try it once, and I threw
here
up.
Here, too. Yeah,
I tried it by accident. Somebody put heroin in my marijuana pipe. Actually, hash. They don't have marijuana there so much. It's hash. And I smoked it by accident, and I got incredibly sick. And then this girl who taught me how to read tarot, so I can't hate her completely, she says, oh, you must be reacting because I sprinkled some heroin in your hash pipe. Rosalind was her name.
Rosalind.
She's no longer on this earth because she did too many things like that. Michael Carolus says they have fought invaders for 1,000 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're fierce fighters. They're fierce warriors. I mean, pick, you know, really.
Klepto G says Osama bin Laden was the leader of the Mujahideen, and you guys... What do you mean, you guys?
Wait.
Who? Not me. I am a peacenik. I have been against all the wars, including when Jimmy Carter... armed him. I love Jimmy Carter. Well, no, maybe not love. But I like him better than most U.S. presidents. He's kind of like FDR. This show is named after FDR. FDR had his faults, too. The way he treated the Japanese and black people and lots of people. Native Americans. So Carter, he messed up with the Mujahideen. He armed them. And then Reagan, of course, really... armed them. He went crazy. He loved Osama bin Laden.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, yeah. Who was trying to defeat communism. So, of course, anything is okay when the end is so important. Not. Because, you know what? We should have just let the Soviets go in there and lose, just like everybody loses in Afghanistan. See, we didn't know our history. Yeah. We didn't look at what happened, like Michael Carolus says, for thousands of years, invaders have been defeated.
Been trying to do that.
Most take recently, over. Before the Soviets, the English.
Yeah, the English.
Okay, so Kleptogy, the Afghanistan you visited is so different from what exists now. Yes, I guess it is, Kleptogy, and I am sorry about that. I guess it's, but I don't know. I think it could get back to what it was. After all, it wasn't like I visited a place that was super civilized. The beauty of it was in the nature, and yeah, the Buddhas aren't there anymore. And yeah, Kabul was kind of a cool place.
And there's going to be billions of dollars now in investment into that country that's destroyed.
Okay.
Somebody's going to make a lot of money.
Well, hopefully the people of Afghanistan.
Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But it is their destiny now. It's certainly not, never been our destiny to do this.
So Mac McAvery gave us a hug award.
Aww.
Aw, that's very bonobo.
Is that what that was? I just felt something, and I
didn't
know whether I was having a heart attack or somebody was hugging me.
Yeah, somebody was hugging you from behind.
I felt the
pressure.
That was
Mac.
Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate that, Mac. Mm-hmm.
Who else is here?
So, a lot of comments tonight. Jux Lee, pro bonobo. Yeah, he likes it. Okay, COVID 2100, if we can just bomb everyone... we can celebrate America and destroy the world. Is that like a Gen Z sense of humor or what? Abe, sounds, can you translate honestly, that?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, if we could bomb everybody, then we don't need anybody. That does sound... You're right, Dr. C. It does sound... does have a Gen Z sentiment of, like, F everybody else.
Sounds a little suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Although I have to say my baby boom generation, that, you know, we were so good at protesting the war in Vietnam, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, we were great.
But... then
we
go on to prosecute.
We kicked friends out of the house if they
the wars
if
in
they
Iraq
were
and Afghanistan.
That's it. I lost so many friends. Then they became friends again.
And then, of course, the baby boomers brought us Donald Trump, I guess. Although he's kind of
but
older.
It wasn't a
he's older than a baby boomer, isn't he? I don't know.
It wasn't a mercenary army. It was a citizen army.
The God particle.
So it was much easier to stop because everybody's kids were getting whacked.
Okay, so I got to read what the God particle said here.
Go ahead.
The president lied to Congress. He has blood on his hands.
Yeah.
Now, is he talking about Bush?
All of them. They all got blood on their hands.
Well, sort of they all do.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to say this about Congress. They knew. They're not idiots. Everybody knew that Saddam did not have weapons of mass destruction.
Everybody knew.
So
I knew, and I have no security clearance.
Right. So the God particle goes on. Now America leaves the Afghanis in the middle of the battle. The Afghanis are being slaughtered like pigs right now as we speak. Okay, so here's what we should be doing. We should be leaving, and we should be helping our people in Afghanistan to leave. Too
right.
With us,
and they
we should be putting them in Guam or Miami.
We're going to spread them around.
We should be getting them out of there, because that is really wrong for us to leave, and then leave our translators, leave women that have depended on us for their freedom. So yeah, we should definitely be providing a way for our allies, for translators, for women to leave and go to safe havens.
And it's because their
lives
are in danger.
That is the least that we owe that country. I mean, the people that have helped anyway. Well, and even some other people.
One guy has been waiting 4 years to get some kind of visa.
I mean, talk about asylum. All these people that aren't Taliban should be able to get asylum. They should be able to get it in America.
Yeah.
And
if I were,
we should help them come over here.
If I was Taliban, I would too.
Because we're going to save some money on bombs,
I'm going
guys.
To America.
We're not
going to
be buying the bombs anymore.
The
so
bombs.
We can afford to pay
the,
for
the
some
munitions,
people to
the,
leave.
The munitions that were expiring.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
It is such
billions of dollars.
Tragedy isn't even, it's an atrocity. And yeah, I agree with you, God Particle, that it's a terrible way to leave. I don't know why America doesn't know how to pull out properly, like with grace. You don't pull out and
there
leave a mess. You pull out, you have your condom on, you bring all your little kids with you.
You clean up a little bit.
Right,
you know.
Right. You clean up.
Wipe it down, lick it off.
I mean, we've got translators.
You lick it off?
That still can't get into America.
Yeah.
That worked for us in Afghanistan.
Right.
And they can't get in. That is shameful. But that doesn't mean we should keep troops there. Now, we should keep an embassy.
They have an embassy.
We should have some place where people can go for asylum, and then we should be carting them off.
Yeah.
Helping them out of there into the nearest haven and then other havens. Anyway, I don't know how to organize that. I'm just an anti-war, anti-torture, unless, of course, it's consensual torture.
You know,
there's no such thing as consensual war.
Wow.
Oh, we all love making... Well, I guess the leaders of the countries love making war on each other. It's the people that are actually fighting and dying that don't
For these
consent.
People.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So COVID-2100 did say he's Gen X, not Z.
And what is it? Gen X, what are they... What's their deal?
Well, he said, what? If we just bomb everyone, we can celebrate America and destroy the world. And I'm not sure if he's being tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, tongue in the cheek.
Or tongue in my pussy?
Ooh.
Ooh. Did I say that?
Who said that? Was it me?
Okay, well. Whatever he's tonguing, he's a cunning linguist. And, of course, if I take it at face value, it sounds like maniacal. But if he means that he's being a parody, maybe he's just trying to say this is how the military mindset thinks. If we can just bomb everyone, we can celebrate America and destroy the world. And in a way, I see that in the comic book style entertainment that is everywhere. There's this idea of good versus evil.
And violence.
And that America is good and that any sort of violence is okay to defeat so-called evil.
Did you all hear that?
And that's evil. That's evil right there. If you think that your thing is not evil and their thing is, and therefore that justifies you doing evil things. That's like that book, The Bomber Mafia, that's out now, that talks about how great it was that we like pulverized Tokyo. Oh. When it was unnecessary, when the emperor was going to surrender. And then we pulverized even worse Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, we need a new America. Because it's that.
Or maybe we need the very old America. Yeah. Let and, the natives and, be in charge.
And gracefully. Very old America gracefully.
Let our natives be in charge. Because you know what? I'm okay with that. Hopefully I'll have equal rights and all
maybe.
That. It's cool. They're the natives. Anyway, they should be more represented considering that Europeans committed genocide against them. Everyone has blood on their hands, says Dazzling Dust 9112 on Reddit, that benefit from child labor and exploitation. Yeah, child labor is terrible, but all kinds of labor is terrible as well. I don't know why we're focused on child labor right now.
We're a violent world. We've become a very violent world.
We killed so many Kurds who protected our troops and interests. It's so sad. That's true. We did. But, you know, it's kind of, I'm not going to say the nature of war. It's the nature of the United States at war is the betraying of our allies. After all, Saddam was an ally. And Rumsfeld shook his hand. That's the symbol of the Iraq War. Is Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein and saying, we are your ally. You can count on us. And then we bombed him. And not just him. I'm not a fan of Saddam. But we bombed his whole country many times. And then the sanctions are pretty bad, too.
I liked Gaddafi.
Yeah, he would put up the tents.
He had a cool uniform.
The girls, the ladies.
He had these bodyguards you wouldn't believe guarding his body, you know.
The ladies.
Why wouldn't you believe the bodyguards?
Because it was like Baywatch.
They look like they're James like Bond girls or something.
They're like Playboy James Bond girls?
Yeah, of course. You know, everything's covered, so they look. Everybody looks good.
What were they wearing? Just kidding. But yeah, so on the topic of that, I don't know if you guys ever seen that movie Vice with Christian Bale. It's a movie about how Dick Cheney was kind of in charge of this whole war, basically playing
he was these
parts because. You know, George Bush was not smart enough to do it on his own. And
it was a combination. It was a frat house. Dick Cheney was definitely the brains.
Exactly.
And he was the evil, the real serious evil
Yeah, he didn't give a shit.
Of course, making money. Lots of money. From Halliburton.
Halliburton, right.
All of it. All of it.
Are any of the guys, these guys Masons?
I don't know.
Not officially. I don't know.
I don't know. But George W. Bush was a member of Skull and Bones, which is connected to the Masons.
Right,
so
right.
I would imagine he would be somewhat a Mason if he could just slide in there being the C student that he was. George W. Bush was not a scholar, for sure. And he just wanted to be out in front like daddy.
Yeah, impress his dad.
Yeah,
daddy.
He was the leader. But he was not the brains. And then Rumsfeld, I hate to say this, he was like the libido. He was the one that schmoozed the press and America and made people feel like, well, we're just going to go into this war and win quickly and they're going to welcome us. And Rumsfeld looks like the kind of guy that was like a little John Wayne looking, because of course Cheney doesn't look like John Wayne.
No, he doesn't.
Not that Rumsfeld really looks like him, but he kind of portrayed that. They're all chicken hawks. None of them actually fought in a war. Not that I really have anything against chickens, but I have something against hawks.
One was
Rumsfeld was in the Navy, but he never fought. He was a flight instructor, basically.
None of that fighting stuff.
He got to wear the uniform, but not actually going to battle. That's a little messy. Because then you have to go in and pull out and maybe you won't get out.
It's a little dirty right there.
Yeah. Ooh. So,
yeah. But yeah, Vice. Vice, I saw it on HBO Max, I think. I saw it. But yeah, it was very interesting how that documentary. What is it, a documentary or was it a drama? I don't even know. It was kind of.
It was a docudrama, maybe. It was a movie. It was fictional.
It's fictional.
But it was based on the real Cheney, sort of like the old movie Patton was based on General Patton.
Yeah, so...
Or the Gandhi movie. You know, it was a movie based on him, but I don't think that it had, like, real footage from that time.
Probably not.
Much. Yeah. Maybe it had a little bit of...
No, I had a lot
of... The POW porn, the torture stuff. That you wouldn't want to kind of reproduce that.
Also, I'm putting your poster up of that.
My poster, which features the torture fest that the White House frat house produced, which I called POW porn, that was in 2004. I called it the Theater of Cruelty.
Yeah.
With a hat tip to Antonin Artaud.
We had to make it on towels.
On towels?
Yeah. To clean up the mess.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's why you make towels out of it.
All right.
We're pulling out.
All right.
So,
I'm thrilled.
COVID 2100 says tongue in cheek is literal. But I love your interpretation.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Hey.
I love you too. COVID 2100. Technologic 21. They've turned America into a cliche. Bad 80s action movie hero trope. Yeah, you're right. Technologic. It's true. I think America had its time. We kind of stole the thunder of the Russians after they really put most of the blood into winning World War II and defeating the Nazis. And we took the credit. And then we were like the golden boys and girls of the world. Also Hollywood. It all goes together, I think. The war machine and Hollywood. And it's unfortunate. Because Hollywood is a place for a lot of creative people. And some avoid the war machine, but it does have a lot of effect. Very obviously with people from the military-industrial complex, the Pentagon, that act as consultants on Hollywood movies. So keep that in mind when you look at your next war movie, that it's really made by the Pentagon. Anyway, we're pulling out. And, you know, Biden says that our leaving is not like Vietnam, but his rationale for departing Afghanistan is very similar to what his friend John Kerry asked the Senate in his finest moment when he testified as an anti-war veteran by that time. He said, how do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake?
How?
Well, that's what Biden said about leaving Afghanistan, because he said, not quite so eloquently, but somebody questioned him about, shouldn't you stay because of all these reasons, because of problems? But he said, so let me ask those who wanted us to stay. How many more, how many thousands more of America's daughters and sons are you willing to risk? How long would you have them stay? And that is the America first kind of right. aspect of this whole pullout thing.
That's ludicrous.
Well, I respect that, just like I respected John Kerry saying, how do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake? And actually, that was a very eloquent moment for him.
That's a pretty nice saying, though, actually.
Yeah,
I have to say, John Kerry supported the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. So I lost respect for him then.
Yeah, I would not like to have been the first to be killed either.
I wouldn't like to be the middle way.
I wouldn't want to be
anywhere along that line.
Right. But you know, there's a poetry to the last man.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and he's not talking about the women. What about the women? What if it's a woman that died last? Yeah. Okay. So there's problems with it. There's always going to be room to critique.
Equal rights.
It's
equal
very
rights.
Good. It's you very see, good. It's very good.
Equal rights. Equal left.
Yeah.
War is always an atrocity.
Yeah.
And so any way you explain it is going to be atrocious. The God Particle has given us a silver award. What is that? On Reddit.
Hey. Thank you.
Silver?
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Is that something different than a hug? We got a hug award before.
What does that mean?
How do we, from what channel? Is it Reddit, YouTube, Facebook?
It's Reddit.
YouTube?
It's Reddit.
I read it.
Jasadi says pulling out sucks. People do it in porn all the time, pulling out. It's a beautiful thing. Then you get to look at all that cum. The cum shot doesn't happen unless somebody's pulled out. Unless they never went in. That's the money shot.
The cum shot is either in or is out, you know?
I think that there's many different sides to almost every sexual act, and as long as it's consensual, there could be a good side.
Well,
and, of course, the person should be
an
adult.
What about all those people that wanted to get branded?
I'm not sure if you mean the people that George W. Bush branded when he was the president of Delta Kappa Phi at Yale, that fraternity that branded people as
Skull and Bones, or
no, actually they were two different things. Skull and Bones was not a fraternity.
Okay.
It was a very special secret society.
Secret society.
Yes. And in fact they didn't drink. They didn't do much of anything but plan the control of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
They were not a party group.
No,
they were we control the world. They did rituals that would compromise you so that you would have loyalty.
Art.
And they still do.
Art, I'm not drinking no more, guys.
But they let females in now. Now it's not all male. It was all male. And fraternity is separate. Lots of people could join, but you have to, as a pledge, go through some sort of hazing.
Uh-huh.
Now, what would the hazing be? Sometimes it's just fun and games. Everybody has to wear panties. I don't know. run around campus and sing. But sometimes it's really torture.
And you wanted to go to an Ivy League school.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't a member of a fraternity or a sorority or a secret society. I was a theater major. I don't know. I was a mime.
I know about theater. And what goes on there.
And I took a lot of history with no critical race theory. It was all full of crapola.
Really?
I learned a little bit about the secret societies, and they did branding. And actually, he got in trouble for that. Yale did not approve of the branding.
Who got in trouble for that?
George W. Bush.
He did.
Got in hot water because he used a hot hanger.
What?
Metal hanger.
To do what?
To brand pledges in his fraternity
on
at
their
Yale.
Ass? On their ass?
I don't know exactly what body part.
Wait a minute. The whole hanger?
No, part of the hanger. No, I don't think the whole hanger.
It was a branding iron, right?
Now, I will say that George W. Bush, he poo-pooed it, so to speak.
Yeah.
Not going to go into the poo-poo.
Part of it, please.
Part of it. But he said, oh, it's nothing but a cigarette burn.
Oh.
That's sort of like Rummy saying, oh, I stand for 12 hours. Like torture, it's nothing.
He just pokes them with the hot.
Now, I don't know that that was terribly consensual in the sense that I don't think they knew about it. I'm not sure about in the fraternity.
Now, in this cult,
that name I can't pronounce, I know even less about that. I know there are a lot of them in jail, so it's scary. I don't know what exactly they did. These people that were connected with this cult, including a billionaire's daughter.
And they paid to get...
Actress.
And they paid to get branded.
They paid.
The billionaire's
so you
daughter?
Know that they were knowledgeable about this? I guess, maybe not. I'm told sometimes people say yes, but they're in an altered state and they don't mean yes. So I don't know. If it's consent, I believe it needs to be enthusiastic consent. I'm not sure how the consent was with this branding, but I think that what George W. Bush did was at least as bad.
Okay.
And let's just say I also know people in the BDSM world who do it consensually. They brand each other. And it's more serious than a tattoo or a piercing, for sure. It definitely hurts more. And it's a searing of the flesh. So it's more serious.
Like cooking.
But is it more serious than getting like boob implants? I don't know. That's pretty serious. You're getting surgery there.
That's interesting, yeah.
I'm not sure what to say.
I have stayed
about
away from that.
Getting boob implants.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Me too.
Yeah.
So that's familiar to the Nixium. What was that?
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't want to say their name because it could bring down the wrath of
some
prosecutor.
Erase that name from your mind.
We didn't even know those people.
We had nothing to do with them.
I don't understand how they attracted these billionaires, though. The guy is such a schlemiel. That's all I could think. I mean, okay, I know he did bad things, I guess. I don't know what they were, but I know he was a nebbish of a guy to me, and he attracted all these powerful women
who wanted to be branded
and paid money.
Right.
And I don't.
Well, maybe they didn't
understand.
Want to be branded. maybe that was the stopping point. Maybe they decided like.
Yeah, I don't think they were like saying, "Oh, I want to be branded." Maybe, but I think what it was that.
Yeah.
The leaders decided, okay, we're going to do this branding. And then they said, okay, you got to do it now. And then people said, I got to do it? Yeah, you got to do it. But of course, I don't know, did they have to? They weren't shackled, but maybe there was a little blackmail going on, or maybe a lot of blackmail. There was some nefarious stuff going on.
Okay.
But we don't know. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I think there was more nefarious stuff going on in the bombing of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Were they groomed?
Yeah, I don't know about.
Oh, well, you know how I hate when you use that word in a negative way.
It's not negative.
I love the word grooming because it's what non-human animals do. It's cuddling, it's touching, it's cleaning, it's healing. It's a beautiful thing, and I do not like that the sexual abuse chatter has turned it into a word that means getting someone ready for abuse. And I will fight it as long as I can. But the English language changes just like every language. And that could be what happens. And then I will not be able to use it unless I explain. I like this word. I use it all the time when I talk about non-human animals. And so do a lot of primatologists and just zoologists. And they don't mean anything bad by it. Now, I guess if you're doing it in a bad way, it becomes bad. But that's true of everything in life. So, J.C.D. says, after having said pulling out sucks, says, make some art with the pullout. I agree. Make some art. That's what porn tries to do, sort of. And sometimes it's art, and sometimes it's schlockeria, but that's life. Speaking of sex,
Yeah.
What, you want me to say that we had sex last night?
No, I can say that.
Okay, you say it.
Yeah, we had sex last night. Yeah.
It
was very nice.
It was quick. I did suck your cock for about 5 seconds. Maybe 10 seconds, I think.
Don't reveal.
Actually, I think it was like 20.
Don't reveal.
But I didn't do it long.
Secrets.
And then we both came so quick. I mean, you made me come quicker than Sha'Carri Richardson breaking the 100-meter record after hitting a bong. Ba-dum-bum.
It wasn't nothing.
It wasn't nothing. I was ready. And then you came quick. Yes. It wasn't nothing for me. It was like too easy. And then we fell asleep.
Right.
We were like, I don't know, really.
Tired.
But not too tired for sex.
Five in the morning.
It's good to have some sex, all you asexual people out there. I don't really think you're asexual. I'm sorry. I know you're going to come after me. Come after me. I could be convinced that you in particular are asexual. So I'd like to hear it. But most people, I think, use that word and they really don't mean it. Because we are sexual beings. We are all children of sex. With a capital X. So, amen and a women to that. And a everybody else. So, yeah, we had some great sex. I mean, what is great? Great could be a long time of sex, and great could be quickies. It was great for us because we really needed to get some sleep. It was late.
Right.
Sometimes that's all sex is. Doesn't have to be elaborate. But it is nice to connect with your sexuality at some point in your day or night, or at least your week.
Wowee.
A lot of celebrities are promoting sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
Cardi
yeah,
B big. Is Balessa products, Dakota Johnson for Maude and Lori DiCarlo. I noticed they're these very sleek toys, which I like. They're great, beautiful, great. Ladies, men, everybody, whatever you identify as, get a vibrator if you want to get one of those, great. But I think it's funny, no Hitachis. Hitachi is in a class by itself. And I also noticed that they don't test drive them like we have done on the Dr. Susan Block show. Whenever we would get new toys, we would play with them on camera. They don't do that. They just hold them and kind of talk about them, which is cool.
Yeah,
nothing,
that's great.
Nothing wrong with that. But we actually test drive them, which you can see on drsusanblock.tv.
And what do they have, like little infomercials and stuff?
They do TikTok videos usually.
Okay. I got it.
I like a short video saying, oh, look at the sex toy. It's so great. And they show it next to their face. Maybe they kiss it or they rub it against their chin.
And then they get a percentage of that.
Exactly, I suppose. Yeah. I think Dakota Johnson does. I don't think Cardi B does. Cardi B is kind of socialist, even though she's almost a billionaire. Well, multimillionaire. But she likes Bernie. But those nails are not cheap. And those Birkin bags.
If she liked Bernie, she'd love us.
Well, we should have her on. We should call her up.
Just a matter of making a call. All they can say is no.
Right. I've been a fan of hers for quite a while. She was a stripper.
Yeah.
She was in the movie Hustlers. But it wasn't really her movie. But she's in it. And she really was a stripper. And then she hit it big as a rap star. And she sings a lot about female pleasure. So, you know, WAP. Wet ass pussy.
WAP.
Mm-hmm.
WAP. WAP.
She
WAP.
Just
WAP. WAP.
Squirts all over.
It's not WAP, right?
Everybody.
It's WAP if you're if you have an accent.
I got it.
I mean, she doesn't actually squirt, of course. This is not a porno, but in the video, she's flopping up and down in water. There's a lot of splashing.
All coming across the correct parts.
And for Ben Shapiro, it was like a flood. It almost drowned him. He was so upset.
He called it a different thing. Wet-ass P-word.
Wet-ass P-word. For some reason, he could say ass, but not pussy.
Yeah, wet-ass
makes
P-word.
Me wonder about him. Also about his wife, since he thought it was really wrong for women to get so wet.
It's illegal.
Right. I hope you use lube, Ben. Anyway. He did have some kids, he did not pull out.
He's never experienced a wep. A wep.
By the way, it's almost Bastille Day.
Yes. Oh, Bastille Day, yes.
Liberté, fraternité, égalité. Sex.
Hello, France.
Hello, France.
We love you.
And yeah, we talked a little about France tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was definitely a place of liberté for us. When you were a fugitive.
Yes, yes.
For failure to appear.
For failure to appear. And I'm on the top apartment of what turns out to be a prison or an ex-prison.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. It used to be a prison. So I thought that should be counted as time served.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Right? No, but that didn't. No, they didn't like that.
So this show we're going to play as the after show throwback tonight is Bastille Day Burlesque. And it is wild. Actually, it starts with burlesque, which is kind of beautiful, dancing, sexy, teasing. And it involves...
Is there any boom boom?
Oh, boom boom? I'm not sure what that means.
That's your nun, nun. In and out. Out and in and out.
In and out. You mean sex. Actual
sex.
Sexual
burgers,
intercourse.
Not burgers.
I don't know if there's intercourse on this show. Rhiannon is naked. Also is Danielle Watts. And so is Chef Be Live is quite naked. And we spank them, and they play with Phoenix Dawn. We're really like bonobos. It's not about intercourse. It's about nakedness or just wearing panties or whatever.
And having fun,
rubbing up against each other. We were spanking each other with baguettes.
Baguettes, right.
And talking about French history and the storming of the Bastille. Actually, another show we did right after that was with Danielle Watts, great actress, and Chef Be Live, a great chef, and they did have sex on the show in celebration of their wedding anniversary.
That's right.
So they did storm the Bastille.
Right.
Yes. But this show is more of a bacchanal, and Rhiannon invites these burlesque people from Hollywood Jane Review, Veronica Voss, Lana Entendre, and Georgia O'Keeffe. Get those entendres. Anyway, they do all kinds of fun dances. And then Calista Rocks is there, and she shows off parts of her very voluptuous body. And Rhiannon and Danielle and Chef Be Live, everybody getting naked with Phoenix and a lot of spanking. And Brigitte is there, and Ikor is there singing. And also, at one point, Danielle puts on the Putin mask and actually has a sexual encounter with Trump. Well, it's Tim, but Tim was dressed up as Trump.
Yeah.
And he's on a leash. Well, the leash is really his red tie that Rhiannon is holding on to. And then at a certain point, there's a summit meeting between Putin, who is Danielle, and Trump, who is Tim. And it's really funny and wild and crazy and kinky, very kinky.
So if we're not kinky enough tonight, you go check it out right after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Lots of hot, naked women getting spanked with baguettes and political parodies with nudity. I mean, Putin is this beautiful woman naked with a Putin mask, that being Danielle. So, it's quite something. I don't know if anybody else does things like this, like our bacchanals.
That was part of the history of downtown. Remember, we moved downtown when there was just the American Hotel.
Right.
And us.
But we kept it going in Inglewood.
Yeah.
And here, I mean, the Danielle and Be Live storming of the Bastille was right here. But, you know, COVID has made us a little shy.
Shy. Very shy.
Why, Max?
Huh?
Well, you wanted to talk
about
that.
Well, yeah, because everybody thinks that everybody's very cool and everything. But the Delta thing is now growing huge here in Los Angeles. And
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Well, because there are pockets of unvaccinated people. And a lot of them are carrying the virus and transmitting it. And, that's a rather unnerving for me, especially being my age, you know. So I advise all of you to get vaccinated, tested, and if you're against vaccine, that's fine, but at least get tested so you know you're not infecting a bunch of people.
We believe in wearing masks in public places right now, because there are so many people that are not vaccinated. So, gotta protect yourself. But, if you don't want to wear a mask, hey, I'll stay away from you. That's all. Okay, so what else do we want to say? Well, free Britney. Free Assange. Like, he's in jail. Britney should be freed, and Assange. Julian Assange. You'd think that since this guy Sigurdur admits that he lied and fabricated evidence against WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, that the U.S. would drop its case. But no, they have no case, actually. They never did, except They're torturing him. This is a continuation of torture, and they're not pulling out. In fact, now they are appealing Judge Vanessa Baratzer's decision not to extradite him. And she has not ruled in favor of him, hardly at all. But at least she's said, well, he would be suicidal if he left. Probably suicidal already in Belmarsh Prison. But of course, the U.S. prison, I suppose, is worse. You go from...
He hasn't been to some of our prisons.
Right. Right. I can't imagine it's as
we're
bad.
We're talking about British prisons.
British prisons could be a little decenter.
Yeah. Or Italian prisons where you can have whatever you want in your cell.
And there's this whole method of making you go crazy that America has in prison. The initials are SAMS. I forget what it stands for, but it's crazy. So, you know, there's a lot of things that make people crazy, and I'm using that word crazy,
in a nice
even
way.
Though it's very incorrect. I'm using it in every way. It's good, it's bad, it's capitalism. It's wrong. Capitalism, competition, it pulls us out of our natural, human, sexual, loving state and makes us crazy. And sometimes that craziness, you know, it's creative. And we can do well with it. And sometimes it is very bad and hurts people. Anyway, I do so love to suck dick, says, that's his name. Happy.
That's his name?
Well, I don't know if it's a he. Maybe
it's
a she.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
Oh, maybe it's a she. Okay.
No, this is a person. I do so love to suck dick,
okay.
Says, happy Mental Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Happy Mental Awareness Month. Absolutely, I agree. And you know what? Sexual awareness is an aspect of mental awareness. And it is rarely acknowledged that this is the case. But we should be acknowledging it. So I just acknowledged it. Because I'm
okay.
A sex therapist. So I think y'all should take care of your sexuality one way or another. That might involve going to a sex therapist. Might involve going on Bumble. It might involve getting a sex worker. It might involve just getting one of those vibrators that your favorite celebrity recommends.
Yeah, and down here where it says subscribe, if there's a little bell.
Do it.
Push that bell.
Subscribe, come to our site.
And get
notified
that we're coming to your house.
Love us.
And love us, okay? You can find out all about us if you go to Google and put in Dr. Susan Block.
There you go.
And then you'll find everything. You'll find libraries. You'll find free videos. You're going to get stuck. You won't know where the fuck to go. But a lot of this material, it's free, and it's from our heart, from our house to your house.
DomCon is coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, get ready for DomCon in August. And I'm going to be mistress of ceremonies and teach a class and... hopefully have a lot of fun. But, you know, everything is up in the air these days. So we're just hoping that everybody is good somehow. And we win the war against these critters that are after us. And I don't blame them either, because we basically invaded their space with all of our oil companies and
don't
fracking.
Forget to be very gentle, but understand... the war is now here at home as to who's going to run the country.
Oh, yeah.
For the future.
We got to maintain a vote for everybody.
For everyone. Everyone.
It's very important. And I'm not a fan of the Democrats at all. I'm much more socialist. But the Republicans are...
They got a bad...
Trump Republicans. They're Republo-fascists at this point. And they are trying to take away the vote.
Your vote.
They're getting rid of their own people who are not talking the talk. So God Particle says he's a sex addict. Well, you know what? Then you better tune in next week, right? Sex addict. Juxley says bad taste has its place.
You're totally right. And we keep those people as far from...
I thought he was talking about Saddam.
Oh, Saddam. Saddam. Okay, we got to go.
Okay.
You can look us up on Google.
We're pulling out.
We're pulling out
of your head.
Ah.
Oh. 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 But it was good. Baby. It was quick. It was like the quickie we had. It was like
it was
sex
good.
That we felt good about. You're orgasmic, but it's all over. It's done. We're ready to go. We got to go.
We got to go. Bye.
Go to sleep. Bye. Okay.
Love you.
Love you and be good. Be happy. If you haven't yet, please have an orgasm. Try not to hurt anyone. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. And we're pulling out.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.